This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. CIA Director William Burns was speaking at a Financial Times event in London alongside Richard Moore, head of Britain's M16 foreign spy agency. There, they spoke on Ukraine's incursion and Putin's response. Moore says the Ukrainians changed the conversation around the war.
The move into Kursk, it's too early to say how long the Ukrainians will be able to hang on in there.
Was that a good idea?
I think it's typically audacious and bold on the part of the Ukrainians to try and change the game in a way. And I think they have, to a degree, changed the narrative around this.
CIA Director Burns agreed, saying the incursion revealed some things.
The Kursk offensive is a significant tactical achievement. It's not only been a boost in Ukrainian morale, it has exposed some of the vulnerabilities of Putin's Russia and of his military, much as Prigozhin's short-lived mutiny a little more than a year ago did as well. It did raise questions on the part of people we could see across the Russian elite about where is this all headed.
Three Lebanese paramedics were killed and two others wounded, one critically in an Israeli attack while they were extinguishing fires in the southern town of Farun, Lebanon's health ministry said on Saturday. It will take a long time to figure out what happened at the primary school that went up in flames in Kenya. At least that's according to Isaac Mwara, a spokesperson for the Kenyan government.
The DNA process that will take a long time, so please a number of days, so don't really rush to make conclusions about the numbers. Because at this point in time, we cannot really say.
The death toll is now up to 21. Mora went on to say that an investigation is underway to see if the school adhered to safety standards that were passed in 2020. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Pope Francis's visit to Papua New Guinea as he addresses tribal violence and the plight of marginalized women in the country.
Pope Francis is in Papua New Guinea on the second leg of his four-nation trip through Asia and Oceania. In his speech, the Pope also addressed his concerns about tribal violence. It is my particular hope that tribal violence will come to an end, for it causes many victims, prevents people from living in peace, and hinders development. He's speaking out in a country where violence against women is reported to be more than twice the global average. Pope Francis heard firsthand about the plight of women. A nun told him of the church's work in caring for women who have been attacked and accused of witchcraft and sorcery and then shunned by their families. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Thousands took to the streets across France on Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's decision to appoint center-right Michel Barnier as prime minister, with left-wing parties accusing him of stealing legislative elections. Yuli Yamamoto is an NGO ATTAC spokesperson.
This is a political masquerade. Emmanuel Macron is making a mockery of all those who mobilized against the national rally, but also those who voted. He disowned them at the European parliamentary elections, and now he's illegitimately placing the right first. The right that comes last, the right that loses all the time. You know what's happening now? He's imposing his choice by force.
In Paris, protesters accused Macron of not listening to voters when he named 73-year-old Barnier, a conservative and the European Union's former Brexit negotiator, as prime minister on Thursday. World Bank President Ajay Banga visited the Pacific Island nation of Tuvalu that is struggling with the impacts of climate change. Arti Thayaparan has more.
You know, adaptation and resilience is not only about infrastructure, as in physical. It's also about human infrastructure and helping them have the quality of life that they deserve.
Young people here need training to help them move and adapt. This could mean investment in skills institutes for jobs such as nursing or plumbing, Banga says. Banga says the impact of rising sea levels due to climate change is clear, as the tiny nation has fortified its ports and reclaimed coastal land. Tuvalu has a population of about 11,000 people. They live on 10 square miles stretched across 9 atolls. Scientists say by 2050, half of Tuvalu's main town of Funafuti will be inundated by tides.
Arti Thayaparan from Reuters. Two German warships are set to pass through the sensitive Taiwan Strait in the middle of this month, becoming the first German naval vessels to do so in 22 years, Spiegel magazine reported on Saturday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.